Storybox presents Extraterrestrials Go Back to School, a story written by Olivia Grillo and illustrated by Peter Elliott. Somewhere in the universe, some little creatures were getting very excited in the school playground. It was the first day back at school, and they were all happy to see their friends again. "Welcome, everyone," said the teacher. She was pleased to see her pupils again. Everyone was there except Pulsar. "Maybe he didn't hear his alarm," said the teacher. Then she added, "I see that you have all brought something from your holidays, just as I asked. I'd like you to take it in turns to tell us what you found. Nebula, would you start?" Nebula went to planet Pluto to visit her musician uncle. He gave her an astrolophone and taught her to play a few notes. "What a strange instrument! Could you play us a little tune?" asked the teacher. As soon as Nebula began playing, the whole class wanted to get moving and grooving. Everyone began dancing, and even the teacher joined in. Next, it was Cosmo's turn. He had brought back some perfume from planet Jupiter. He sprayed a few puffs. Psht! Psht!
"Oh, it smells horrible," he said.
The teacher opened the window and they all held their noses, except for Nebula, who didn't have a nose. Bright Light had been to the moon by the Sea of Tranquility. He took a strange shell out of his bag. When the others held it up to their ears and closed their eyes, all they could hear was silence. The twins, Galaxa and Galaxy, went around the sun. They brought back a very special T-shirt for the teacher. It made her glow, and it stopped her from getting sunburnt.
Knock, knock, knock.
Pulsar came into the classroom.
"Sorry I'm late. I just got back from my holiday."
"Welcome, Pulsar," said the teacher. "It's your turn now. What did you bring back?"
"I went to planet Earth and I found this," said Pulsar proudly. "Look, there are things inside," said Pulsar.
He plunged his hand into the bag and took out some strange objects.
"What's it for?" asked Galaxa.
"It's a school bag," said the teacher. "And that is a pencil case. Inside are some pencils. And this is a brand new notebook. Earthlings use these things to write and draw. They are like our Globopads, but less practical," she explained.
"Where did you find that school bag?" the teacher asked Pulsar.
"On planet Earth," replied Pulsar. "Just before we came back, my parents and I flew over a place full of little humans who were shouting and running around. The thing, the school bag, was left in a corner. I sucked it up with our flying saucer's slurp beam."
The teacher suddenly felt worried. She picked up her projector scope. An image of a little earthling appeared on the wall of the classroom. She was crying because she had lost her school bag.
"Quick, there is not a minute to lose," said the teacher. "Let's get into the ultra-rapid school shuttle and go and return the school bag to that little girl."
Meanwhile, on Earth, the start of term was not going well for Louise.
Thank you.
The bell rang. The little girl was still searching for her school bag that had mysteriously disappeared.
"Don't worry," her teacher said. "We will find it. But right now, it's time to go back into class with your friends."
The journey in the ultra-rapid school shuttle lasted just a few seconds. Soon, Pulsar and his classmates were flying over the playground on Earth. The school bag was quietly put back where Pulsar had found it. The children in Louise's class were showing their friends their holiday souvenirs when someone knocked on the door. Knock, knock, knock. It was Mr. Keyes, the school caretaker.
"Sorry to disturb you. I have brought back Louise's school bag. My dog George found it in the playground, just by the toilets."
Phew! All was well. It was time to start the first lesson of the year. Louise was relieved. She picked up her school bag and took out her new notebook. When she opened it, she found a very strange drawing. The end.